so they use, we're back to recording. So they use what's in my brain because that's what I heard. And they just use what's in my brain. It's kind of like a little joke. But the feeling I get is that it would really, it would be very marketable and it would be very purposeful because it's supporting, it's got something to do with plants. It's got like indigenous plants, herbs. Like what do you know? What do you know? You have the ability to know a lot more consciously than you actually know too. So let me see how to bring that through. And say your name again, please.
Sandra.
And say it one more time, please.
Sandra.
Okay, in another lifetime, I'm looking at these herbs and like they take the herbs and I'm seeing them like hang up because I guess that's how they dry the herbs or something. And I see like all this stuff going on with you. You're like, you're a little witchy kind of person, but really powerful, like really good. You know what you're doing. You have the ability, like healing. I've said this to you. How many times have I said this to you? One way, shape, or form, like gazillion. And say your name one more time, please.
Sandra.
I keep getting, I'm like, are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? I keep getting like triple confirmation. My feeling is as, this is how it feels to me, as you say yes to your power, and I see like this image of kind of like a female, and I see her heart in her chest. So it's almost like as you give permission to yourself, as you allow your true self to come out or to establish regular contact with her, you will kind of receive all this information, all these, like, you know, like Michelle comes here and she channels essential oils. And so what she's like opening up is, okay, like this oil will help this condition, that kind of thing. You've got some kind of gift like that, that's like, it's shamanic or something. It's huge. It's huge. It has to do with, and say your name one more time, please.
Sandra.
And say it one more time, please.
Sandra.
It's not a little thing. Like the feeling I have energetically is you kind of poo-poo it. It's kind of like, oh yeah, you know? So it would be kind of like me, like someone says, oh, you channel. I'm like, yeah, but you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And spirit's like, are you kidding us? You know, King Arthur's about to come through you and God, you know, who knows what's gonna happen after that. It's like, it's not a little thing, it's a big thing. Keep going, keep going, keep going. That's how it feels when I tune into you. Like you're sitting on something that's actually huge. As you, say your name one more time, please. As you allow it to unfold, I feel like they're working with you in your dream time. And
sleep.
Yeah, they're working with you in your dream time. I feel like you're, I mean, it's like you're Sandra here and you're doing a full-time job in your dreams. I mean, full-time. They're getting you ready is how it feels to me. One moment, please. And say your name again, please.
Sandra.
And say it one more time, please.
Sandra.
You are a powerful, I don't know what the word is. I'm going to call you like a witch woman, and I say that with like the highest regard and respect for you. You're very, very, very powerful. And I feel like your time is coming. Your time is coming to shine. And I feel like you're very kind of hesitant about that. Like you're really good in promoting other people. Like, oh, like you would be like the best friend to have in the whole wide world because you'll support someone of the yin yang. But they're saying it's time to own that for yourself. It's time to bring the mirror here. And when I bring the mirror here for you to look at who you actually are, I'm watching your higher, like it's like you go like this. Like you're just kind of avoiding that direct contact. You're avoiding that direct contact. So before we leave you, let me see if there's anything that can help you get clearer with that. And say your name, please, again.
Sandra.
And say it one more time, please.
Sandra.
Yeah, I feel like that beginning talk was for you. I mean, I really do. In terms of really staying in your strength, staying in your power. They're saying that, you know, even when you get into a group, you tend to let others kind of lead or seem like more knowing. And they're saying the joke's on you. Like, I don't know who you're hanging out with, but whoever you're hanging out with, it's like you're listening and stuff. You're actually the leader. Like in terms of readiness, in terms of vast knowledge, vast. It's It's huge. It's huge. It's huge. I know. You see, and this is what I get. I get the, like, I can't imitate it, but it's this cute little smirky thing you do. Okay, let me see what else will help you. One moment, please. And say your name one more time, please.
Sandra.
And say it one more time, please.
Sandra.
And say it one more time. Any kind of prayer, mantra, just request, asking for they're saying for deliverance from your fears and like acknowledge, it's like a sign or acknowledgement of who you truly are, like to help you bring that consciously into this dimension. Will help you, and I feel like I see it. Something's coming your way. It's so cool how they do this now. Like it's almost like a book's coming to you on an assembly line, and it's like, here, read the book. You know, like it's coming down the assembly line, like the conveyor belt is what I want to say, and it's coming to you. So I did that on your behalf, and you didn't flinch. So I feel like you're owning that. So any kind of just follow up, just energetically. To help you release any fears and to help you to consciously acknowledge in this reality who you are a descendant of, because this is like other lifetimes or your true higher self. You don't have much longer to stay hidden. You don't have much longer. I feel like you keep stalling out, like you keep holding out, like in 6 months, in a year, you know, I'll get to that, mm-hmm. You know? Your time's coming. Do you have any questions about anything I just said?
No, I just found you can call it a mantra that I had like posted like probably 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I like put it in words and the pictures because it's bringing the power of the three and the four forces. So I was like reading and reading more, love it. And I was like, oh, okay. So
okay.
Connecting with those words.
Trust that.
Because it says that something like, how is the power of the three and with the power of the four forces, it's like everyone that is around me will turn the hex to open, you know, the path so I don't have any obstacle and I get whatever I want.
So maybe
something like that is like, okay,
yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Ganesh is with you. I'm thinking Ganesh was for you. So when you're talking, I've got lights going off all around you. And when I just said that, the chills are coming through my body. I mean, like it's weird, but I can feel like differences now when chills come through my body. It's you're just, they just so want to help you do this. So want to help you do this. Because it's not for you, it's for everybody that you reveal yourself. Go on.
So that's affecting my solar plexus somehow, or is it job related?
And say first name, please.
Sandra.
Yeah, this is about you owning your power. And you don't want to in the worst way. and they're saying it's too late because they're saying the damage is already done. And they're saying that kiddingly. In other words, it's already happening. It's already happening. So the what I got, which the only thing I didn't communicate, is the more that you can start owning who you really are. You know, like, in other words, you're a fifth dimensional being pretending to be here because you're here to help support. The more that you can start playing from that higher energy, wherever you are, the faster you're going to start attuning to that realm. My feeling is, I don't know how long this is going to take, but my feeling is you're going to walk around, you're going to start seeing people's energies. I was going to say people's energies, people's light body, and as I did that, the light went on. You're going to start seeing people, and you're going to see where they're out of balance. It's all. See, I feel like it came and then it went and it came and it went because you're learning how to adjust to this. Like, this is really who you are. This is why you're here. This is why you're here in this lifetime, in addition to other issues, but things that you are learning. But you're just going to start seeing people more from a spiritual. You're going to stop seeing them just as a physical vessel. You're going to see them as Christ, like, so it's kind of like namaste, you know, like the Christ in you or whatever that is. But you're going to do that from such a holy perspective, because you're really going to see spiritual beings walking around, and it's going to be aura. You know what I'm saying? It's really going to take a whole different tonality. And it changes, how do I want to say this? And say your name one more time. Changes do you, and change is good for you. In other words, you're going to get the blessings. You here's what they want to tell you. You can't bless other people without being blessed yourself. Mm-hmm. So remember that, because there's a little bit of you that still needs to be convinced, that's being cajoled. Like, I feel like they're like, you know, here's the carrot, come on. Mm-hmm. So remember that as you open up to learning how to be a blessing for another, I feel like your life's going to take a whole new flavor, a whole new energy, a whole new expansive turn. I feel like it's going to happen whether you sign the contract or not, but they're saying as you open up to it, and say your name, please, again.
Sandra.
And say it one more time, please.
Sandra.
You're due for change. You're due for change. I almost, how do I say this? I almost feel like things are going to get like a little stuck for you if you try not to change.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of pressure. My stomach is like, but that got me to go back to meditation still, because
yeah.
I haven't controlled it before. So again, I'm like, okay, starting like getting back to tracks.
I feel like you don't want to own your power, because like you don't want to like upset anybody else. And say your name again, please.
Sandra.
And say it one more time, please.
Sandra.
You're about to open up to...
And I bless myself every morning.
And say your name one more time, please.
Sandra.
I'm going to leave you with this. I know you're saying no, but they're saying yes. The fear is because things are going to change. That's the fear. Mm-hmm. Things are going to change. And that means that you have to adapt to change in your life. And that's kind of what it's about. And they're saying to remember that change is good, because like the lower consciousness always thinks change is bad. Change brings, you know, whatever. But change is good. Change is good, because you're going to get the blessings, and they're really, really, really good.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. So glad you're here. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. I mean, it is. Like, sign me up for your services. Let me know. Put me on your list. It's really good.
Okay,
that's okay. You're so cute. You're so cute. I'm taking you with me if I never need a note.
It's just my way of focusing. Whatever they think for my hair is good.
I like your t-shirt. Okay, one moment, please. Somehow got very stiff. Okay, one moment, please. Oh my God, this is like burning. Excuse me. And say your first name, please.
Gina.
And say it one more time, please.
Gina.
And say it one more time.
Gina.
Thank you. Well, you're in it. Oh, where are you? I'm looking at the temple. I'm like, you're on it, you're in it, and you keep moving on me. I don't know where you are actually, but the temple's still here. One moment, please. And say your name again, please.
Gina.
And say it one more time, please.
Gina.
Say it one more time.
Gina.
Do you have any interest in going to like India, Nepal, like anything like that? Anything like?
Yeah. I mean, not in the, when I can. Definitely.
Were you looking at it recently?
Within the last week or so.
Okay.
I had a friend that just went there to do some community service in Nepal. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's why I'm seeing that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so one moment, please. And say your name again, please.
Gina.
And say it one more time, please.
Gina.
And say it one more time.
Gina.
Thank you. And say it one more time, honey.
Gina.
Thank you. Gina, say it one more time.
Gina.
You're going to laugh, but I actually feel like you're doing the trip already. So you haven't gone in physical form, but I feel like you, you know, because you know you're more than just the being that's sitting here. I feel like there's an aspect of you that is actually energetically somehow there. And I know that's like a really different thing to say. But that's how it feels to me. I feel like you really are interested in going there because of what you can learn energetically. And I feel like you are already working with some spiritual being that's helping you. Yeah, that's helping you. Good for you. Good for you. It's good. It really is good. I'm just trying to listen to what he has to say. So one moment, please. And say your name again, please.
Gina.
And say it one more time, please.
Gina.
I honestly don't know if you've known him from another lifetime, but I suspect you have, or another. It's someone that somehow you were supposed to hook up with. I suspect you actually will visit there at some point. But if not, just know that you actually have already visited. And he's like a spiritual master. I honestly don't know if he's incarnated or not. But it feels like the kind of energy that it really doesn't matter. He feels a little bit like Osho. Do you know who Osho is? He feels like Osho. Not that I never really did get Osho's meditations. I'm so sorry, but you know, you're supposed to just make a lot of noise or whatever. I don't get that. But in terms of his ability to take like really complex concepts and just break them down into like practicality, like all this is great, but exactly how does this help my life? You know, that kind of thing. This being is very, here's how I feel. I feel like you've asked for help with your life. You know, it's like, how do I orchestrate my life? How do I make things work for my highest good? Oh, here's a big one. How do I stop wasting time and what's not important? I feel like that's a big one. And so he's helping you, Gina, say your name again, please. He's helping you stay true to yourself, stay true to your cause, stay true to what's important to you. I just so get that. Stay true to filling your vessel with holiness, with you know, the riches of heaven, which are learning how to sing your own divine song. There's something about those last words that I just said. He's helping you attune to your own, how does this work? So apparently we each have like a tonality or something that has to do with our own soul. So somehow he knows how to do that and he's helping you with that. And that has something to do with your music or what you do. So he's teaching you about healing through vibrations, through tonalities. And say your name again, please.
Gina.
And say your name one more time.
Gina.
I feel like he's going to be with you for a while. I don't feel like this is, oh, let me come visit you for a week. I feel like he's going to be here for a while. He said, yes, he did incarnate. He did incarnate. I don't feel like he's incarnation right now. And who are you? I see him. He's got like a white turban and he's no one I actually recognize. So it's not what he's laughing. He says, there were a lot of masters that don't get a lot of, you know, fame and fortune for it. He's laughing. He says, there are more masters that you don't know than the ones that you know. He's telling that to all of us. He's laughing. He says, if it makes you feel any better, he was very important in his own time period, you know, with those that knew him. He's laughing because he's just laughing at the ego. He says this whole, yeah, I hear the laughing. He says this whole like ego thing, you know, like fame, importance. He says America is on such an ego trip right now.
Yeah.
He says the rest of the world is just almost like in disbelief at us. Like they're looking at us the way we look at like high school kids, you know, like what's important to high school kids. He says that's how the world is treating America right now. Yeah. That's how they're looking at us. Like, I don't want to say it on the recording what I would say, but you get the point. That's how we're being,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because that conversation's come up quite a few times.
Yeah. Okay. Who are you? I'm going to flip through some master pictures, see if I can find them.
Okay.
So I'm asking him if there's any way to find out who he is, to please send it through me or you or anybody that can bring that forth for us. He's genuine. He's the real thing. How do I say this? I wish I had a name. I'm so sorry. But he's taken you under his wing. And it's because of your request, and they want us all to remember this, that it's like through the spoken word or through our heart, we can request whatever it is for our best or highest good, and to not be shy about it, to not be quiet about it. He says we're under the impression that it's kind of like, you know, we sin, so therefore, you know, if you hand us a few rubles, you know, we'll be happy. And he says, go for it. He says, request the heck out of spirit. You know, request what you need. Because spirit's here to serve us as we learn how to serve the collective whole. So what we need is important to them. And they have no problem delivering it when it's not ego-based, when it's for, you know, spiritual growth, spiritual interest, or even material interest, but again, when it's not ego-based. So that's how he came to be with you right now, is because you made this request, and he's saying this for the benefit of all of us, so we get this. And it was the sincerity. You know, it wasn't, I want what I want when I want it. It was somehow you got into this very, he's saying you were actually like in this altered state of consciousness through meditation or something, and that you had like kind of like a talk with God or heaven or whatever, and your request was heard, and the relationship with him was delivered. Way to go, Gina. Okay, so let me see what else I can bring through. One moment, please. And say your name, please.
Gina.
And say your name again, please.
Gina.
And say it one more time.
Gina.
And say it one more time.
Gina.
You're good. I really feel very good about you. Don't let the turkeys get you down. You're in a really good vibrational pattern. Hold it. Treat it like gold. You know, if you had a really nice expensive suit on that you didn't want dirty, you wouldn't go walking in the mud. You wouldn't go hanging out with some kids that are throwing, you know, dirt at each other. You'd walk around it. You'd walk around. You wouldn't get in the midst of it. He's saying treat your frequency like gold. It's your life. He's saying it's your lifeline to heaven, and it needs to be top priority and treated as such. And don't settle for anything less. Don't go into the monkey cage. He says don't go into the monkey cage. He says you know who the monkeys are. Don't go into the monkey cage. Yes, you can ask anything you'd like.
In terms of things that I'm bringing to myself, in terms of, is it my mirror in terms of situations and people that I've been bringing to myself for the last few weeks, or is it that my higher self testing that I'm learning to hold my frequency? Because I feel like some of the lessons I've already learned.
Okay, I'm going to have you stop talking just because I don't want to lose what I just got. You're, and Gina, say your name one more time, please. you're learning what your worth and value is, and only you can put a price on that. So your, gosh, I had it so beautifully. No, don't be sorry, because I'm learning how to communicate. It's my issue. You're learning your worth and value. In other words, only you can put a price on you. And again, not from the ego perspective, but in terms of your worth and value from what you can bring in spiritually, in terms of who you are, in terms of your Christ nature. And you decide the worth of that. So you're bringing in, so remember Sesame Street? It was after me, but anyway, I guess I would babysit kids and I see Sesame Street. So anyway, it was like, which ones are not like the other? You're learning who you are by being shown who you're not. So that only you can decide to value you. And that's part of why you're attracting kind of goofy stuff, is because you're learning that, you're learning not to go there, bottom line. You're learning that you deserve better in consciousness. You're learning how to maintain higher vibration in consciousness. And so spirit's kind of playing a game with you. It's sort of like, okay, well, you used to reside in this consciousness, you know, and it's sort of like a test, you know. So if you want to stop drinking and you're in AA, you know, here comes Charlie who used to drink with you, and it's like, let's go for a drink, buddy. And it's like, but I just started AA. Why is Charlie calling me after 2 years? Duh. Because you've made a claim for something higher. So now the low energies would be like, oh, but don't you know what I'm saying? So it's that kind of thing is, I'm just going to repeat this. You're learning your worth and value. Make sense?
Yes.
It's really good. Protect your vibration. Protect your frequency.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Hey, Amy.
Hi.
Nice to have you, honey.
Thank you.
And how can we help you?
I would love for my highest joy and my highest good.
Oh, that's right, joy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I am dealing with a bunch of other emotions, mm-hmm. which I've never really allowed myself to fully feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like most recently, professional rejection.
Mm-hmm.
Missing that masculine energy in my life because
mm-hmm.
I'm just newly separated.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm dealing with all of these emotions. So I definitely sense that I have such a higher sensitivity to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never treated it tenderly because I never allowed myself to feel it as much as I do lately. Mm.
Okay, so one moment, please. It's funny, when I tune in, there's just so much I can talk about. It's kind of like, well, where do I start? You know, like if I feel like it's Thanksgiving, you need to put so many little different, like a poo-poo plate.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, where do I start? Where, that's how I feel with you. It's all good. It's all good, but there's just so much. You got a lot on your plate. That's how it feels to me. And say your first name, please.
Amy.
And say it one more time.
Amy.
And say it one more time.
Amy.
Thank you. Well, you're right in terms of your approach, because this is about you learning about Amy. This is about you choosing Amy. It's about self-respect. It's about, and say your name one more time, please.
Amy.
Thank you. Yeah, this is about learning how to love Amy. And they say that you can't, I don't like saying this, but they want me to. You can't expect someone else to love you better than you love yourself. And that's what this is about. Huge, huge changes coming your way. You're learning how to, Amy, say your name one more time, please.
Amy.
You're learning how to choose Amy. And it's been a long time coming. A long time coming. I feel like when I say that is just even such an understatement for how long it's been. I'm going to say your whole lifetime. Yeah. This is huge. They're saying good for you. Good for you. Because you've rocked the boat and you've allowed the boat to be rocked. And you're willing to pay the consequences because you understand that It's like for the first time you're choosing your soul. You're choosing the beauty of who you are in your truth, and that has never been, you see this, that has never been spoken, that has never been articulated before in this lifetime. But that's all in the past. I feel very confident that your boat has left shore. So even in those times of fear, even in those times of poverty, you're going to feel poor for some reason. Poverty is an issue for you. You're learning how to claim abundance. So I feel like you're going to have, and they're kind of forewarning this for you just so that you don't get scared and think you made the wrong decision. You're going to have some moments that it's going to feel a little bit rocky. You're going to feel a little bit poor. And it's like, man, did I make a mistake? Did I not hear my higher self? Did I choose wrongly? They're saying you chose right, correctly. What you're doing is, it's a little bit like her cousin, Luisa's cousin, sorry to call you her, is you're going to kind of play a little bit of a game with yourself, because it's like you're going to be deciding, am I an extension of abundance and divinity, or am I an extension of like my fear, you know? Gosh, I don't know who it was, but I feel like there's some kind of belief or whatever that's been implanted that you have to worry about being poor or poverty or not being provided for, or you're not good enough, like something. And it's going to unearth, and it's just going to play a little bit of a trick on you. Like you're going to look at it, because anything that you hold as a belief is going to come out externally for your review and permission to release. So they're saying, just choose love. Just choose love. Just choose the power of love. Choose the power of Amy. Choose the power of your higher self. And those blemishes will go away. And they're saying, don't be scared of them, because they actually have to surface to be released. And that's the reason. So I don't know if like a bad business deal or an investment you thought you have and suddenly you don't, like whatever it is, don't sweat it out, because it's all going to work out in the end as you choose to step up and resonate with your true, and say your name one more time, please. As you choose to resonate with your true partner in heaven, which is your divinity, your Christ consciousness. So it's no big deal, but the reason they're bringing it up is because it's kind of like, I guess one of your spirit guides can see your future and it sees that you get scared, and they're like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You know, so they don't want you to. I get this. Thank you. They don't want you to waste any time taking back steps unnecessarily. That's what it is. Like, just keep walking on faith, and it's all going to work out, like fantastically, actually. But this is about empowerment. This is about empowerment of your truth. You don't need to have power over anybody else right now. This is about giving yourself full permission to be who you really are. And that's what you're mastering. And that's been a long time coming, because they're saying that this physicality as we know it has been void of Amy, and it's been the worse off for it. So I don't know what you're about to bring forth, but I feel like it's really significant. And I feel like that's why it's been such like an uphill battle, because I feel like energetically there's a lot at stake in terms of what you can bring forth. So it's almost like, I feel like you work with a lot of energy and a lot of power. So that's why, if I can call it your test almost, has been so pronounced or exaggerated, you know, like, well, how come other people just do, and I'm like, you know, because I feel like you're kind of like at the end of something really huge. And that's why, not your test, but yeah, kind of like everything that occurs gets even bigger, because the stakes are big in a huge positive way, in a huge positive way in terms of what's going to be actualized. Okay, now I totally forget what your, emotions. You're sensitive to external things. And say your name one more time, please.
Amy.
And say it one more time, please.
Amy.
And say it one more time.
Amy.
Thank you. And say it one more time.
Amy.
Thank you. I feel like you're a newborn. I feel like you're really learning how to trust yourself, and it's like scary, you know? It's like, it's easy to be on earth with the old crusted found, whoever you were. That you know how to do. I mean, you can do that in your sleep. You know, it's like I'm watching someone play ping pong facing this way blindfolded and he's still doing a fine job. Like, you know how to do that. But that's not what this is about. And you know it. You know, I feel like Spirit was tapping on your shoulder and you got it. And you're like, I can't believe I'm doing this, but I just feel compelled. And may the chips fall where they lay. You are so on the right path. I cannot even tell you. You have, and say your name one more time, please.
Amy.
You have guides of the yin yang. You have archangel. You have an archangel. I see an angel, but it's an archangel. And say your name again, please.
Amy.
And say it one more time, please.
Amy.
Amy, say your name one more time.
Amy.
Got Archangel Gabriel. Gabriel. You've got animal. You've got an animal guide. Oh, it's good. It's really good. I don't know. It's four-legged. I don't know who he is. But he, man, I'd give up tons of spirit guides for this animal guide. Good. Good, good, good. Friend for life. Friend for life. Got your back. Got your back. You're not going anywhere. You're not going home. You're not going backwards. You're not falling down. Because even if you fall down, this animal's going to lay down so you fall on him. You're not going to get hurt. Like, I actually feel he energetically protects you. I also feel like, you know, like, there are beings that are throwing you energy that's not maybe not for your best or highest good. And I feel like he goes right up in front of and just kind of works it so it doesn't go to you. Yeah, he knows what he's doing. Good. Really good. And say your name one more time, please.
Amy.
You're going to make it. You're going to be fine. They want you to know that. I'll leave you with that. You're going to go through ups and downs, get the puffs plus because it's soft. You know, they're going to be crying spells.
Yeah.
But you're going to make it. And you need to know that. So whatever you're going through, just put it in your heart. They're showing me like a spiritual locket, and just put it in your little locket to know that they're just confirming that you're gonna make it. Like, when I say make it, I mean like you get wherever it is you're intending to get.
Mm-hmm.
You're very welcome. You're very, very welcome. Hey, Miss Julie, she looks so cute. She looks like a little Buddha. Kuan Yin, oh, a little centered over there. How can we help? She's already on her beach in Daytona or something, like, whatever. Okie dokie. Yes, master. One moment, please. And say a first name, please.
Julie.
And say it one more time, please.
Julie.
And say it one more time.
Julie.
Thank you. All right, you've got crystals. You've got, excuse me. Say your name one more time, please.
Julie.
Say it one more time.
Julie.
I keep seeing this. Are you sure that there's not a store in Meisner Park that would take your jewelry or something? I see a store in Boca. I see a store in Meisner Park.
Okay.
I haven't been to in, I don't know, 20 years. Because it does not fit my budget. But nevertheless, I feel like your pieces would be received in, Julie, say your name again, please.
Julie.
Say it one more time, please.
Julie.
What I can't figure out is if you're supposed to go knocking on doors or I feel, and Julie, say your name one more time, please.
Julie.
You have the ability to attract with a little bit of promotion. And I don't feel like it's knocking on doors promotion. I feel like it's energetic promotion. In other words, to work with spirit, to work with your awareness that you're due abundance, goodness, the world's due abundance in terms of receiving your gifts. To feel comfortable with self-promotion energetically. In other words, I'm comfortable with me, therefore I'm comfortable with the world seeing me, looking at me, me revealing myself, that kind of thing. I feel like you can have some kind of, and say your name one more time.
Julie.
you can have some kind of link to meet somebody somehow, and I see it's in Boca. I see, like, and if it's not Boca, it's something like that high-end kind of clientele. But I suspect it's in Boca, I really do, in terms of carrying some of your pieces. I'm just trying to see if there's anything we can do to kind of speedy that connection up. One moment, please. And say your name again, please.
Julie.
And say it one more time, please.
Julie.
It has to do with self-love. It has to do with appreciation of self. They say that they know you've been scattered a little bit in the past in regards to that, but that's shaping up, and that's attuning really quite nicely. And that's what this segment of your travels is about, is about delighting in your flower. I see you like a lotus flower. And it's really interesting because to me, energetically, it feels like for the first time in your life, and I hope it's okay to say this, but it feels like for the first time, you're actually acknowledging Julie and actually kind of appreciating and valuing yourself in a whole new way, in a whole new regard. And that's very, very necessary. That's very, very important. And they're saying to your delight, as you do this very important kind of like self-promotional work with yourself, really, that the universe is going to bless you and reflect that to you. Because the universe just gives back what we put out. And, you know, unfortunately, that means that it doesn't always look particularly fair. But they're saying, oh, well, because, you know, it's really about what's going on upstairs. You know, it's really about what's going on upstairs. Because as we promote ourselves energetically, spiritually, all our needs are provided for in abundance. And that's what you're discovering. You're learning how to open the keys to your own heaven. And you do that through self-promotion of self. In other words, really appreciating you. I feel like you have spent so much time trying to get the gnats to go away. And what I mean by that is just fighting with external labels, external situations. But it just feels very external to me. Like you're constantly having to swat things away or, you know, whatever. And that it hasn't left you enough liberal time to appreciate and value the stuff within, the true self. And they're saying now's the time to look within. Now's the time to see the beauty within. And as you make that to be like the song that's always playing, you know, in other words, if I kept visiting you at your residence, you know, can I count on whenever I show up, the song of how beautiful Julie is always going to be playing. And that's what's going to make the difference when you really get, you know, for Gina, it was like worth and value. With you, I really get it's like the self-love, the beauty of self. And say your name again, please.
Julie.
That opens up a whole new world in terms of promotion. They keep saying promotion in terms of people recognizing your gifts, people recognizing, because they're saying it's just a mirror. It's just a mirror of you recognizing your gifts, you recognizing your beauty, your abilities, your offerings. And as you recognize it, you know, it's really interesting. I'm going to say this because they're showing it to me. Because, of course, we're all just mirrors. Not that I'm changing this for anybody here in the group. But, you know, I do individual sessions, and I have, like, a whole range of prices you can pay for it. And I still am comfortable with that. But, you know, someone said something to me. I forget what it was. But it was really interesting because she blessed me with paying, like towards the higher end of the choices, which was, you know, quite nice and lovely. And she says, you know, the universe will value you at the value that you give yourself. And I'm like, thank you for that confirmation. That's sort of what it feels like. Now, you can put any price you want on your goods. So you could say, okay, the dollar is $500 or whatever you want to do. But that's not what they're talking about in your situation. They're talking about you understanding you, you understanding your worth and value. And they're saying that's been a long time coming for you. And that's shifting, that you're in the process of shifting that. And say your name again, please.
Julie.
And say it one more time, please.
Julie.
You've got energetic help doing that. You've got someone in spirit. Now, this is someone that was incarnated, that has crossed over, that thinks you're a princess. It's somebody that thinks you're a princess, that's helping you and supporting you in you getting to know you better and you cherishing you and you valuing you. And loving you. You know, they're saying that, I don't know who it is, but they're saying that, you know, it's been quite the journey in this lifetime. And to your credit, here you still are. To your credit, here you still are. Exactly. So you're going to be going through a process of self-revelation, self-reflection, where you're going to get, okay, I'm just going to share my little, they want me to share my little story. And then we'll bring this to a close. But it was almost like weird, but in a good way. So I went through like a 2-week period of time, and I had individual session after individual session. And almost everybody, no one said anything bad, but almost like unanimously, people would come out with the same phrase. Oh my gosh, you have no idea how this, like, changed my life. Like, I see myself differently now. But I can't remember the exact phrase, which is bizarre. But it was almost like the same phrase. Like, each person, da-da-da-da-da. Because Spirit really wanted me to get how valuable what I do actually is. You know, it's like, oh, I'm practicing channeling. And they're like, no, you're actually helping, supporting the healing of each soul that comes to be presented with the vibration and the words of healing that I extend. And it was like that mirror was just gonna stay put until I got that. And finally, I was like, okay, something's going on here. And I got it to really understand how helpful this is. So it's that kind of thing, for you really to be your own mirror of truth. And say your name again, please.
Julie.
And say it one more time, please.
Julie.
You're getting it. I feel like you're in the process, and I feel like you're going to be twisted and turned. And how I want to leave you with this is, it's sort of like if you're trying on a dress at the dressmaker, and oh my God, it's almost like you're going to marry yourself, is how I feel, because you're wearing a wedding gown, believe it or not. And it has to do with you really marrying you. And so, you know, the dressmaker is like, you know, having you stand there and look how beautiful. And she's like, look how beautiful you look in that dress. And you're like, yeah, I look better, beautiful. So now, you know how dressmakers always want to show off their work. So she's like, okay, now turn around, look at the back. And she's like doing the mirror so you can see the back. And she says, now look at the side. So in other words, that's how it feels like to me, that you're going to keep getting reflections and different aspects of you so that you can really, really get you. In a whole new way. And I feel like that's going to in turn extend to your external opportunities, because it's the vibration that you're emitting, that you're giving out, that equals what then you attract and bring to you. So I will leave you with that. Oh, you're so very welcome. It's good. It's really good. Hello, Miss Mindy.
Hi, Nicole. Mm-hmm. Are we running?
Yes, we are recording.
Oh, good. Mindy.
Yes, you are Mindy.
Can I be introduced to another guide and some information?
Okay. Didn't you like your last one? I loved your last one.
I did.
I love your last one. I didn't remember that until right now when you said that. And I was like, oh my gosh, I think that's the favorite guide I've ever brought in. She had a young girl, like 5, 6, whatever. Enlightened master, young girl. Just beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. All right, so one moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Mindy.
And say it one more time, please.
Mindy.
One moment, please. I've got you in this other lifetime, just going about your business. I see all these like stones. What are you doing? You're very busy. Busy. It's almost like if I want to talk to you, I can't catch up with you long enough for you to even acknowledge me. Very busy. Why am I noticing that? One moment, please. Mindy, say your name again, please.
Mindy.
And say it one more time, please.
Mindy.
It looks like, okay, so if you ever seen cobblestones, you know, on the ground, it's like stone, and so it's like, that's how, like, the buildings look, and that's how the structures look. It looks like, but you're incredibly busy. It's the funniest thing. Why am I noticing that? One moment. You're very, very busy. Mindy, say your name again, please.
Mindy.
And say it one more time, please.
Mindy.
Well, you're obviously bringing something from that lifetime. I still have no idea what's going on. One moment. Mindy, say your name one more time.
Mindy.
And say it one more time.
Mindy.
Thank you. They're saying the reason that lifetime is important is they're helping you to integrate into the gifts from that lifetime. And so in your off moments and meditation and dream time or whatever, you're with your guides, and they're kind of, it's weird how they do this, but I guess somehow you can go into different lifetimes. Or the memories of it or whatever, and you're kind of playing that person because that's it's like her gifts are what are blending with you. So the more that you spend time with her, the more that you remember her, the faster you'll bring through that energy right now. And so that's what it's about. It's really funny because when I tune into her, it's almost like you have the same personality. It's funny. It's like, you know,
yeah,
got to get stuff done.
To slow down a little bit.
Well, that's what I'm noticing. Like, it's that same personality. It's like, you know, like, yeah, it's the same thing. She's here. She's there. She's very, very busy. Okay, so let me see what we can bring forth that could be a benefit to you. One moment. And say your name one more time, please.
Mindy.
And say it one more time, please.
Mindy.
Play. They're showing me, goodness, this is so different, I want to say. But it's like, you know, like little tiny kids have these like figurines or these animals and a string, and you pull it. And you just pull like this, with this one's a dog, and it's like just pulling a dog. It looks like the kind of play like a little kid would engage in. And they're saying that will help you. That will help you because it's going to relax your mind. You're very adult-like right now because you're an adult. But because of that, it's leaving you little time for play. And they're saying that the play actually will introduce the gifts.
Yeah, I know that already. I can't take this message again because it is what it is. My life is what it is, and I have to do what I have to do. I just can't take the message. There's
can't take
just
the
no
message.
Way I'm going to be able to play when I have, like, you know, tons of things to do. So I'm trying my best, but what I do want to know is anything about the guide that you can give me, like information about her or the time period she lives in, or an incarnation with her, how am I related to her, or anything like that. I mean, because I've already got this message. I know the play thing already. I can't.
Okay.
You know, it is what it is. Life is life here on Earth. And
okay. All right. One moment, please. And say your name again, please.
Mindy.
And say it one more time, please.
Mindy.
Okay, so they're saying perhaps try it this way. Imagine that you're playing with your spirit guide. In other words, not to try to like play in the external world necessarily, but to imagine spending time with one of your spirit guides in terms of just imagine that they're there looking at something external to you together, giggling over something you see that you think's funny. Imagine they want me to tell you this, so please.
I do that, I think.
Okay.
They know that I do that already. Like I have imaginary friends.
Okay. So they're saying that this is what they want me to tell you. So apparently, I don't know where this is, but when they go out to outer space, in the space missions, that it's really important not to get stressed because their ability to think lightning quick will save their lives. So they have to stay in a calm place no matter what. And so they're actually trained that any time that they get stressed, to stop what they're doing. It doesn't matter how important it is. It doesn't care. They don't care like how many billions of dollars are being wasted because they're not doing anything for the next 5 minutes. The priority is to stay in a certain state of consciousness or something. They wouldn't call it consciousness, but anyway. So what they do is it's like time out, time to play ball. And I guess because there's no gravity, it's kind of a funny thing when they do that. So they'll actually like toss the ball back and forth to each other. And it's kind of comical because it's not such an easy thing to do, but it forces them into a different, they're saying, they call it like a brainwave, you know, like, I don't really know anything like that, but like there's alpha level, I don't know, I guess that's the dreamtime state. But anyway, there's a certain brainwave that they're trying to keep these scientists and people at. So when they're playing the ball, it's like somehow they relax and it goes to where they're supposed to be because they don't stay in that place of staying stressed. And so that's actually their assignment, to do that until they can get back to that proper place and then go back to doing whatever they're doing. Because apparently here's what they're telling me. If they make a mistake is what it is. It's not the time lost. It's that if they make a mistake, and they have to redo something, they have spare equipment, but the equipment's very, very costly. So they don't want them making mistakes is what it is. Okay, so they're sort of saying that if you can have that sort of relationship with your guides, that when you notice yourself getting stressed or tense, this would be me all day long probably, to kind of stop and just even imagine in your mind playing ball with your spirit guide to kind of like get back to that homeostasis, get back to that relaxed place. It has something to do with the more you stay relaxed, stay in joy. I mean, I get this because, you know, I get down, I get stressed, and my husband's like, be in joy, be in joy. And I just want to like stick my tongue out at him. Like, it's like, when you're not feeling the joy, the last thing you want is someone telling you to be in joy. You know, but what sucks is he's right, you know, and it's like, ugh, yeah, I'm like, go away, go away. But the bottom line is that will actually produce great results for you in terms of bringing in some really cool gifts and abilities. And that's the reason they're trying to help you seal your fate in you learning how to master the energy that you're working with. So they're saying, you know, if you have absolutely no interest in the external, fine. You know, And it's really funny because I suddenly remembered myself doing puzzles when I was a kid and loving it. And I thought, you know what, that would really relax me. And I went to go buy a puzzle. And I'm like, who the heck has time to make do a puzzle? You know, I have important things to do. And I really do. I mean, my life's crazy, as yours is, I know. So I never did do that. So it's really interesting. But in any event, back to you. That's what they're showing me. It's like you actually imagining yourself tossing a ball with that guide and the guide tossing it back to you, or imagine the two of you like doing something fun together. In other words, not to do it externally, but to take that break time in your heart, take that break time within you. And they're saying that it's going to save you like buckets of time down the line in terms of you producing what you're aiming for in terms of your manifestation here on Earth. So I know one of your questions was like something concrete in terms of who your guides may be. So let me see if I can bring through anything like that. One moment, please. And say your name one more time, please.
Mindy.
And say it one more time, please.
Mindy.
All I can tell you is I've got a Native American here, and he says that's good medicine for you, good medicine, what I just said. He says good medicine. It's almost like he endorses the message is all I can tell you. He's stepping forth. I don't know his name, but he's very nice. I mean, he's got, it's so funny. I'm all into people's energy because I feel energy so much now. He's got really good energy. I mean, like he really does. I mean, I'd love to have him in my life. He's in your life. He's just got super energy. It's the kind of energy where
can he come and mow the lawn?
I don't know, but I want to explain. I can't give him your name, unfortunately, but I just want to explain something to you. Mm-hmm. Where the heck was I? Where was I? Oh my goodness! Hold on. Oh, I know where I was. Okay, so we went to the beach up at Lake Worth, and we got pizza, that little pizza place on the pier. And when I threw out my pizza, the guy that works at the pizza place, I don't know if he one of the owners or not, but he was just a kid in an apron, but he held the thing open for me to throw it out, and he says, you know, something like, did you have a good time or whatever, but I can't explain it, Mindy. The energy coming from this young man, he could change the world. His energy was so, I mean, he's cleaning for the pizza. What is he doing? But his energy was the best energy of anybody on the beach that day, including me. And I just happened to notice it, and I thought, what a nice young man. So Benj, my son, goes and throws out his pizza. I didn't say a word to him. He throws out his pizza. 2 minutes later, he looks at me, and he makes a comment about this guy's energy and how much we like, you know, this kid, because he could feel it too. That's how I feel about your Native American guide. Like that, and to be honest, Mindy, I know they're all wonderful and fantastic and they're helping guiding us, but he stands out to me energetically. He's just that, he knows what he's talking about. So I will leave you with that,
okay,
and hope that helps.
Mm-hmm.
They're laughing at me, like is, almost like, you know, like she's going to evaluate our energy now and compare it to this guy. They're so funny. The masters, they're laughing at me. See, that's just it. They don't, even though, you know, we've got all kinds of like really critical issues going on in Mother Earth, like they sit there with such joy and love, and, you know, they're trying to teach me how to do it. You know, we're all learning. So anyway, one moment, please. I want to close. Indeed, we are transmitting the joy and love button. In other words, trust us when we say each of you are going up, each of you are aspiring to a higher dimensionality and consciousness. It is a beautiful show of expansion, expansion of love, expansion for truth. And we surround you. Please understand and know that you are supported. You are each supported in loving as well as practical ways. There are some that wonder, yes, all this pie in the sky stuff is really lovely, but I still have to get my dishes done. We ask you to join us in the friendly skies. In other words, to join us in the higher attunements. And you may be surprised who may be with you while applying the dishwashing liquid. Until next time, we remain. Namaste.